Hello, you're listening to 3 Minutes with Yash. Do you consider yourself a movie buff who watches a lot of horror or murder or crime movies? If this is your genre, then I have good news for you. In this episode, I'm going to talk about a writer who had about 5 decades of career in writing crime novels and mystery novels. Her name is Agatha Christie, and she is a prolific writer, and her career spanned about 5 decades. She wrote about 66 crime novels, 6 non-crime novels, and 150 short stories. With more than 2 billion books published, she is outsold only by the Bible and Shakespeare. Her books have been published in over 100 languages, making her the most translated writer of all time. In 1972, she was immortalized in Madame Tussauds, which means she has a statue on her own at Madame Tussauds. Room 411 at the Pera Palace Hotel in Istanbul is dedicated to Christie. She is said to have written a part of Murder on the Orient Express there. Hence, the room has pictures of her and many copies of her books. That was a sweet gesture of the hotel management to dedicate a room for her. In early years, she didn't go to school, but she was educated by her mother, and she is taught at home. Agatha Christie's name has appeared every day for the last 53 years in every newspaper with a West End theater listing. Of course, apart from the during lockdown period in 2020. Christie considered retiring at the age of 75, but her books were selling so well that she decided to keep writing for at least another 5 years, and wound up writing until about a year before she passed away at the age 86. She wrote over 30 plays, of which the most famous, The Mousetrap, is the longest running play in the world, having debuted in 1952. She wrote her autobiography over a period of 15 years, 1950 to 1965 is the period that she wrote it. She was the first crime writer to have 100,000 copies of 10 of her titles published by Penguin on the same day in 1948. Well, that's a rare opportunity and a coincidence for any writer to achieve such a feat in life. I was doing some extensive research, and I came across few more things that I would like to share with the listeners. Do you know how the ideas in her head turn into novels? I'm gonna share that with you now. She made endless notes in dozens of notebooks, jotting down erratic ideas and potential plots and characters as they came to her. In her own words, "I usually have about a half of dozen notebooks on hand, and I used to make notes in them of ideas that struck me, or about some poison or drug or a clever little bit of swindling that I had read about in the paper." She spent the majority of time with each book working out all the plot details and clues in her head or her notebooks before she actually started writing. Her son-in-law, Anthony Hicks, once said, "I never saw her writing. She never shut herself away like other writers do." The following information has been revealed to press by her grandson, Matthew Pritchard. She then used to dictate her stories into a machine called dictaphone, and then a secretary typed up all the information into a typescript, which my grandmother would correct by hand. I think that before the war, before dictaphones were invented, she probably used to write stories out in longhand, and then somebody used to type them. She wasn't very mechanical. She wrote in a very natural way, and she wrote very quickly. I think a book used to take her in 1950s just a couple of months to write, and then a month to revise before it was sent off to the publishers. Once the whole process of writing the book had finished, then sometimes she used to read the stories to us after dinner, one chapter or two chapters at a time. I think we were used as a guinea pigs at that stage to find out what the reaction of general public would be. Of course, apart from my family, there were usually some of the other guests here, and reactions were very different from them. Only my mother always knew who was the murderer, and the rest of us were sometimes successful and sometimes not. My grandfather was usually asleep for the most of the time that these stories were read, but the rest of us were usually very attentive. It was a lovely family occasion, and then a couple of months later, we would see these stories in the bookshops. So this is what her grandson had to say about Christie. So if you're curious to read Christie's books, I'm gonna tell you a few lists that you may indulge yourself with. The book names comes here. Number one, The Mysterious Affair at Styles. Number two, And Then There Were None. Number three, Sleeping Murderer. Number four, Murder on the Orient Express. Number five, The Crooked House. Number six, The Secret Adversary. Number seven, The Murder of Roger. Sorry, it's Roger Ackroyd. Number eight, The Moving Finger. Number nine, Death Comes at the End. Number 10, Five Little Pigs. Number 11, They Came by Baghdad. Number 12, Endless Night. Number 13, Sleeping Murder. So these are some of the books that you may indulge yourself with. And she is a renowned and reputed author across the world. Her name is again Agatha Christie, and she is considered the Queen of Crime and the Queen of Mystery. Well, we are at the end of the podcast, and I hope you find this interesting. Thank you for tuning in, and my suggestion for you is pause that movie that you are watching right now and pick a book which is of Agatha Christie's, and I hope it's gonna blow your mind. Pick any book, okay? You will be stunned with what she and how she had developed the entire plot.